This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
You're listening to It's Tricky with Raquel Harper.
So what's tricky? What does that mean? Oh, left camera.
We have the BAM. That is Lil Scrappy's wife. She is an entrepreneur. She is a cast member on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta hit show. She is a boss lady. Owns multiple stores, you know, from hair and all that stuff, for her online store. She also has a store in Atlanta. She's just a super mom, also has three kids. She juggles around babies. You know, she almost, I think, 3 under 3 just about, like, or maybe 4 under 3. You know, she's really doing it out here right now, and I'm very proud of her. We talk about her situation going on with Mama D. Her and Mama D have been in the blogs this week heavy. Mama D is Lil Scrappy's mother, who she is married to. They've been going back and forth, it seems, you know. Well, BAM really hasn't said nothing at all. Mama D has been going back and forth with her. And, you know, I like Mama D a lot, so I'm very sad about that they're not, you know, seeing eye to eye with each other. It's a situation that I think that has to get resolved quickly. Because they have, you know, she has her grandkids. So they have all this commotion going on, which isn't healthy because it messes up the strain in the family. And their family niche and stuff, BAM is a super cool girl from Compton. You know, so I understand, like, you know, what it is. Like, she's also, like, not going to let no one just keep on coming for her. But Mama D, you know what I'm saying? Like, she loves her son. Loves her grandkids, you know, and doesn't have to be any type of situation. So me and BAM talk about her situation with that. We talk about her on being a cast member on Love & Hip Hop and where she is as far as being a cast member on Love & Hip Hop. We talk about her and Erica Safari's relationship, how they just recently got a divorce, and where her feelings on that. We also talk about where she is with Monty, her, you know, Lil Scrap's baby mother, and also just her being in a relationship and being married to Lil Scrap and Lil Scrappy, and just juggling the lifestyle around as far as being in marriage and how she wants to be a rapper now, and how Lil Scrappy, of course, is still a big time rapper, you know. So we just talk about all of the situations and a whole bunch of other stuff. So what's up? We got BAM, okay? It's not Bambi anymore, huh? The BAM.
It's the BAM.
Yes. So we have the BAM. It used to be Bambi, but we switched that out real quick for...
But you know what? The people that know it's been the BAM the whole time. Like, it's in all my old music and everything, so...
Oh, okay. So we have the BAM. She is a rapper, entrepreneur, boss lady. I mean, she is honestly has all the jack of the trades going on. Right now, we're talking to her in her shop. If you see it in the background, her shop is lit in Atlanta. She has everything cracking right there, right?
We do. I got everything in here. Like, I was supposed to be getting my hair done this morning, my makeup done in here, everything. But, you know, I'm kind of rolling in here a little late. The kids is at home with the husband. So, yeah, House of Shiver, man, it's just a one-stop shop, for real. Like, you can buy your bundles, buy clothes, get your hair done, buy lashes, everything.
Dang. So, everybody, you better go, if you in ATL, stop by the BAM shop, because it's definitely cracking. So, what else? How's you said Scrappy has a husband? I mean, Scrappy has the kids at the house?
He does. Normally, when I come up here during the day, like, he'll have the kids at the house, and then we kind of, like, switch if he got to go to the studio at night or go do a show or something. So, okay. We're trying to find a cool little balance.
So, how's the balance going? How's married life?
You know, married life is great. Like, you know, we have our little moments. We have our ups, downs, highs, lows. We have all that. It's very much normal, but you know, like we're just figuring it out like as we go every day. And with both of us being like very present and like trying to make an effort to make it work, like, you know, it's working.
Yeah, but actually, as far as being present, people are coming for you with you. And for everybody who doesn't know, she's married to Lil Scrappy, the rapper, entertainer. Lil Scrappy's definitely also, both of them were on Love & Hip Hop. They have three kids together now?
We have three together, yeah.
Yes. And mm-hmm. so they're actually saying as far as your marriage goes, and you had some backlash before as far as your words or something we used about Lil Scrappy and his fathering. What happened with that?
Yeah, I did. Well, see, it was just a period of time. Like, I was pregnant, and we were just having, like, a rough time kind of, like, balancing out everything. And I felt like I was kind of carrying the load at that particular time. And I was struggling a little bit. You know, I'm, like, pregnant. I already had two little ones, under two, trying to run a business. And then at the same time, like, he had gotten super busy. So he was like out on the road, like doing his stuff. And like, with all that being said, it was just, you know, it was a lot for me. It was a lot for him. But Scrap, you know, he always comes home, you know, and he's with his kids. But during that particular moment, it was just like, he would be in and out. So it's like, he's in the house. And of course, he's going to post his kids on Instagram. So that was just me, like, you come in here and you post the kids and then you run back outside. So, yeah. You know, it was like, I don't know. I think we were just kind of going through like a rough patch at that time, but I wasn't.
Your hormones were off because you were pregnant and you have two babies under two. And so you were tripping a lot, because I understand.
I definitely was tripping a lot, and he was too, you know what I'm saying? Just because he wasn't really understanding how I was feeling and where I was at. We didn't really have any help at the time, so it was just like me. But
I know it. Listen, I have the two under two right now. Lord, Jesus, it's a lot, okay? So I understand as far as the frustrations go with it and everything. I think people take a lot of things out of the character, you know what I'm saying, the wrong way. If you say one thing, then they just want to run it like, oh, marriage, Bam and Scrap are falling apart. Their marriage is horrible right now. And oh my gosh, she said this, this, and that. And they just gonna run down what you said now. I be seeing you coming for people back and forth on Instagram.
My page is shut down now. My main page.
Dang.
They disabled my ass. I think I called somebody a weird ass bitch or something. You know, it's okay.
Yeah, it's, well, maybe, was she being a weird ass bitch?
She absolutely was. And I feel like Instagram is tripping. Like, if somebody been a weird ass bitch, like, why can't I say it? They say all kind of rude shit to me, but they shut me down over that comment.
And you haven't been able to get your page back up?
I have not. No, but it's all good.
Yeah, I think I have a lot of warnings. I think I'm at like my last warning before my shit's out of here, because
you gotta pipe down, sis.
Yeah, I be trying, but these hoes be coming, and I be like, listen here, bitch, guess what? What we can do is we can run it for number one. Number two is stop playing with me on this Instagram shit, because I'm with all the smoke. Let you know.
Damn, get it, man. Like, I'm talking about, these people will say whatever behind the screen, and I'm just like, y'all really ain't, you know what I'm saying? Y'all really ain't with all that. So,
yeah, so. You have rap going on right now. Tell me about your whole rap career and what you have going on with that.
Yeah. So, you know, for these past couple years, I really just kind of like put a pause on everything because, you know, I'm just trying to balance like the family life, being a mom, being a kid, like, not being a kid, but taking care of the kids, like just doing all that stuff. So I ain't really been in the studio. Well, I hadn't really been, but now, you know, I'm back in there and I'm recording, and I got a single that's going to drop very soon. Because I was just in there like doing a couple little freestyles and just kind of getting warmed back up. So now I'm ready.
What your single dropping, what is it? Is the single, what does it talk about, your single? Tell me about your single.
Well, the single is actually very fun. Like, it's not really, I don't think it gives a real good like indication of like who I am as an artist. It's just something fun for right now. And it was just something I just kept having in my head. And, you know, I would joke with this little song, singing it like to my homegirls around their birthday time and all this stuff. So I just decided to make it into a real song. And it's just like something really fun. And then after that, you know what I'm saying? I can get back into the more serious side of things.
Does Scrappy help you write your music?
He hasn't, but I would be open to that. You know, I don't see why, you know, that would be a problem, but we ain't really took it there yet.
Do you want to take like music all the way serious? Are you really trying to be like, put music out there? Or are you just, is this just something to play around with? Like, where is it at?
Well, to be honest, I felt like I never really gave myself like a real fair chance to just be consistent and put music out and just, you know, see what happens with it. So that's where I'm at with it right now. It really is cathartic for me. Like when I go in a studio and just kind of write and get some things out, it's fun. It makes me feel like myself. So that's just where I'm at with it right now.
So you and Mama D have a lot of situations going on right now, I see on social media. Mama D went to Shay, I believe. She went to Shay's event, I believe. And then she had said something as pertaining to you and her relationship is not that good. What exactly is going on with that?
Well, as you can see, like, I honestly didn't say anything. Like, I had never even mentioned to her that, you know, I felt like it was a problem of her like having a friendship with Shay or anything like that. I honestly don't care. Like, I don't have any type of issue with Shay. I don't know her. So why would I even care that Mama D and her are friends? So with that being said, like, I never said anything. She was arguing with a fan who mentioned me up under the post. And so the fan said that it was disrespectful. So then she just like went crazy and just started calling me insecure. And I'm the reason why her and her son isn't speaking and all kind of stuff. And so I just text her. I'm like, hey, like, what is going on? Like, I honestly do not care about your friendship. Like, but why are you like dragging me into this mess? Like, it has nothing to do with me. Absolutely nothing.
Did you come at her in the wrong manner? Did you threaten her? Because that's where she was basically, saying.
Yeah, I've seen all these blogs running with that narrative talking about, oh, she threatened her mother-in-law. And I'm like, where's the threat? I said, keep that same energy when you see me in person, because I had just saw her and it was like, oh, hey, my daughter-in-law. Oh my God, I love you. You know, all this. And then 2 days later, like, you on the internet talking reckless. So I'm just like, if you don't like me, just, you don't have to like me. You know, like, I've never been disrespectful to her. Besides what everybody see on TV, like, you know, everybody is working. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're actors, and actresses, and, you know, there are some very real elements of that television show. But for the most part, people trying to get their money. So, wait.
So for Love and Hip Hop, when you and Mama D have beef, is it just scripted, basically? Like, are y'all just being extra?
No, people heighten things for TV. Like, me, like, that's probably why I'm not really, like, one of the best, like, people for reality TV, because I don't try to heighten anything for TV. Like, everything you see from me is very much, like, real. But I understand that other people, they go a little hard when they get on TV because that's their livelihood. And I totally understand that. So that's the line of work that I'm involved in. So that's what comes with it. But what I'm saying is that, yeah, outside of TV, people, you know, they make assumptions, obviously, based on what they've seen on TV. But outside of that, like, I've never been disrespectful to her. Like, I'm always cordial, even when I feel like she's crossed several lines and she's taking things completely too far, I'm still respectful to her. I mean, this is my husband's mother. He loves his mother.
Scrappy is such a mama's boy. Then how do you actually balance the two situations? Because she says that Scrappy's not talking to her anymore because of you. And therefore, does it cause like friction at home? Like, is he really not talking to his mama because of you? Like, what is the situation here?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't say that Scrap is a mama's boy. Like, he's a grown man. Like, he loves his mom. He respects his mom. But he also respects his family. And, you know, the fact that Scrap has grown up and, you know, he's a husband and he's a dad to all these children, I think people are kind of like, you know, if they can't really control him and pull him in different directions anymore because he's a lot more just centered. And so whenever that happens, people want to blame me. Like,
it's not people, it's Mama D, right? She wants to blame you, right?
It's Mama D, but it's also people, like, in general. Like, even if you look on Instagram, it's like, oh my gosh, she controls Scrap and she does this and she does that. But it's just like, people can't really pull him in all these different directions anymore. Like, he know where he at, he know where he going. So my mom is the same way. My mom has a son. And so whenever my brother does anything, if my mom and my brother ain't talking, it gotta be that bitch that he with. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I get it. I understand. Like, it's always me. No matter what the situation is with Scrap and anybody in his family, they're probably gonna blame me, which, you know, it is what it is. But
Are you guys gonna work through it, Bam?
Who, Scrap and I?
No. Like, cause you and Scrap are good. I just saw this morning. You're posting him next to you. So yeah. I mean, are you and his mom gonna work out your differences finally?
You know, I don't know, because at the end of the day, like, I don't feel like she's really honest about what her differences are. And she, like, has created this false narrative about me. And no matter how it goes, like, people are going to look at me like, oh, my God, you're jealous, you're insecure, you're this, you're that. So at that point, it's just like, what else? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is
there for you to be jealous and insecure about when you guys are married? I'm very confused.
I am also very confused. And I just feel like, again, like, it's a mother making an excuse for whatever situation she may be having with her son at the time, you know?
How's her relationship with your kids?
You know, my kids are homebodies. They like to stay home. I don't really take them out a lot. And Mama D doesn't really come to visit a lot. So, you know, they see her when they see her.
Oh, that's too bad. I hope that you and Mama D really work this out, because I don't like that there's friction between the whole situation at all. You know, like, I think that you and Scrap been together for so many years now, and you guys have 3 children, that the situation has to be resolved at some point. That it shouldn't be no type of bashing online at all. And it shouldn't have problems where she doesn't come over and visit her grandchildren. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's really unfortunate. And I've never, like, not allowed her to come over. You know, sometimes, like, right now, like, I'm not even home. And so she could be there now. So it's not that I don't allow her to come over. Like, Scrap is there with the kids a lot by himself. So, you know, she wanted to have a relationship with them. You know, she just got to put forth a little effort.
Okay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And for Love and Hip Hop, what's happening with Love and Hip Hop? Like, where do you feel you are with Love and Hip Hop right now?
I feel like, you know, we are... I don't know, like, Love and Hip Hop is just Love and Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's going to be a new season. I think this summer it's going to air, but we just doing what we do, you know?
And how does that reflect you as far as you keep continuing to be on the show and everything with that? Like, where does that go stand at?
What do you mean? I'm sorry.
No, I said, like, how long do you want to keep on being a part of the show? Like, where do you want to go with that? Like, what's your goal for Love and Hip Hop?
Actually, my goal for Love and Hip Hop is to show up when I'm requested and collect my check. That's it. Like, as long as they're giving a check out, I'm going to collect it.
Do you feel that you are shined the right way in the show? Do you feel like the narrative is you?
Yeah, no, I honestly don't. I feel like, you know, it kind of gets twisted and turned however they see fit. But at the end of the day, like, people have been watching reality TV a long time. So people should very much understand that this is a show. You know what I'm saying? Like, not that it's scripted or anything like that, but it's a reality show. They're going to swing shit the way they want to swing it. I'll be sitting down with somebody who I would probably never even see outside on this TV show. You know what I'm saying? So it's like real things happening and unrealistic situations, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of people are kind of like put off by it, but I really don't care. Like, it's just like, at this point, I done already been dragged through the mud on this show. So I'm still here.
But your main reason of why you're there is just because it's extra income, or is it just because you want the fame? Which one is it?
I mean, who's not going to accept, you know, like, I ain't gonna like throw out no figures, but if I gotta show up as myself and collect the check and then go on about my life, like, people will be crazy not to.
Mm-hmm. So as long as that bag is right, then you're gonna be right there with it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And also for the show, I think your main friend is Erica Mena, right?
Erica and Sierra are my main friends on the show. And those are the two people that I talk to like in real life, like real friends. So, yeah.
How did you feel about Erica and Safari's situation with them breaking up? Because I saw you in the mix a lot during their divorce, as far as different comments online and you going to bat for Erica. How do you feel about their relationship as what happened in the divorce?
Well, I honestly, I'm relieved for her that she's no longer having to like stay in a situation. And of course, like when you're married, like you definitely still have some hope, but I don't think there was any hope for that situation at a certain point. So I'm just happy that she is free of that now and she can just start her new life.
Why did you think there was no hope? Because I saw you guys all on the bus after like they had, I mean, not the bus, the boat, mm-hmm. after they had broke up, and they seemed like they were just having a great time, and you and Scrappy were right there with them. So
yeah, like at that point, I definitely still thought that there was hope. I was rooting for them, even though he had done so much foul stuff. I still was just like, I want to see y'all work. You know, I know she loves him so much. And there's also like this false narrative of her that she's just so angry, so aggressive. And he kind of ran with that because people already assumed that about her, or they saw that from her character on TV. So that was kind of like a little bit of a cop out because, you know, she's not really that person. Like she really was trying to like, you know, become a different person, a better wife, a better mother and all those things. And unfortunately, it just didn't work out.
Why do you just say that it was more so Safari's fault? How do you know it wasn't Erica at all also?
Well, I'm not going to just say it was his fault, but I mean, we were all friends. You know, we've all been around each other and they're very transparent with things that transpired in their relationship. So, you know, a lot of it, and he knows that it was his fault. Like he admitted that to us. Like we are where we are right now because it's my fault. Like he knew that.
Dang, that's crazy. Safari. I wasn't sure of the insides of a lot. I missed a lot of their situation, you know, but Safari is my homie. So I'm disappointed that he even was out there on a good one.
I know. It's sad.
So let's go back to you and Scrappy. Are you guys going to have any more kids?
No, I think I'm closed.
What do you mean you're closed? Did you get your tube tied?
No, I didn't. And, you know, he didn't do anything either. At this point, we just, you know, trying to be careful, I guess. Because before, I was just like, whatever. You know, we have another one, whatever. You know, like, we're married. That's okay. But at this point, I want to put a little pause on things. I'm not saying we won't have any more. But right now, no. We're both a lot overwhelmed.
I believe it. Yeah, you have the three babies rolling, you know what I'm saying? I'm overwhelmed with the two-piece, you know, not to mention the four, the already total. Lord have mercy. But are you guys doing anything to stop, like, the situation if you have any kids, or it's just tricky, like, you don't know?
It's just tricky. We don't know, but, you know, yeah, it's tricky. That's why I'm here. Life is tricky.
No, really, it is though. What do you see your future goals? What do you want in the future for you and yourself, and also for you and him?
Well, right now we are working really, really, really hard so that, you know, we can just like relax in the next couple years. You know what I'm saying? Like, we both have, honestly, like, I know people probably can't see it and who cares, but we really have been working really, really, really hard. And, you know, we want to just get to a space where we can watch our kids grow up and we can relax. We don't have to do so much. You know, we don't have to hustle so much. So that's what we're doing. We're working right now.
And how is your shop doing though? And was that the right move? Are you planning on opening more shops?
Well, I'm absolutely planning on opening more shops. Next move is going to be LA for sure. And I definitely feel like it was the right move because at first, you know, I was just like an online hair boutique, basically. And opening up the shop has just like expanded things in a whole new way. You know, so I have all kind of stuff going on in here. And it definitely was the move. That's all I can say. And so I'm going to do more. Like I said, LA is going to be next. And, you know, like, I don't know where else after that, but I definitely want a house of shimmer in a couple different cities.
Speaking of kids, how did you lose your weight so quick, Bam? You look great.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I breastfed. And then after pregnancy, like, I really just kind of like not intentionally like doing stuff to lose weight, but I had two kids already, so like I'm like running up and down the stairs all day, and then I'm eating healthy because during pregnancy I ate so much crazy stuff that after I had a baby I'm just like, oh my god, I don't even want to look at a burger, I don't want to look at no chili cheese fries, none of that shit. So yeah, I ate terribly like during pregnancy. So when it's
how much weight did you end up gaining during pregnancy?
I actually didn't even gain that much. It seemed like I did, but probably I think the last baby I gained like 35 pounds maybe.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, you did a perfect goal because only between 25 to 35. So that's good.
Yeah. So I think I gained the most weight with the last one though.
And then for your rap career, so are you, when you go into the studio, are you going to manage to go to be a performer as well as for having your kids? Because Scrap, more so, of course, he's the one right now, and he has a lot. He's still active and still performing shows and everything else. So how do we get you up and involved in the circle?
Well, you know, that's crazy because after I had my last baby, Callie, I started doing like a couple of club appearances again. And then I took my babies with me a couple of times on the road. And it was so hectic. It was so much that I was just like, you know what? I got to figure this out. Because if you know me, you know I want my kids with me wherever I go. I don't care if it's like a romantic getaway with Scrap. Like, I want them to be in the room next door. You know what I'm saying? So I'm still trying to figure that part out because I hate leaving them so much, but I am getting a little better. You know what I'm saying? Like, we did hire a little help. So if I have to run out and go do something, I do it. And then plus my mom, like, my mom is very, very, very present. She's there. Like, all I got to do is call her and she's right there.
Well, is that why Mama D is also not present? Because her and your mama be getting in the mix together and they don't mess with each other?
Nah, because I try to like, you know, separated. I'll tell Scrap, I'm like, hey, like, do you want your mom to come over today? Or, you know, I'll leave the house. Or, you know, I try to make it work. I'm definitely fair.
Are they still at it? Do they still not like each other?
Well, you know, like, if you see somebody dragging your daughter in the internet and on TV, you're probably not going to be too happy with that person. So my mom, you know, my mom is typical lady from Compton. Like, she she's not gonna play. So yeah. Oh, it's not
awesome.
Cool.
Okay, Love and Hip Hop coming up this summer. The mama's gonna go at it again.
Yeah, see, my mom ain't even with all that. Like, with the TV stuff, she'd be like, nah, because, you know,
she don't want to play those type of games.
Yeah, nah, she ain't gonna play because she don't understand, like, people. They play on the internet and they play on TV. And then to her, everything is just so real. She like, wait, what? What happened? And I'm just like, girl, like, you got to pipe down a little bit. and she don't have it.
Real quick, also, I also wanted to know, as far as you and Scrap's relationship, how do you keep infidelity away from any situations and being having a strong bond with each other? Because I haven't heard about any. I haven't heard about any infidelity situations with you guys. So I was just wondering how you go about that.
Well, I honestly feel like you can't really say, oh my God, you know, I want to keep this away or keep that away. You have to know who you're marrying. And I know a lot of people, they assume that, you know, me and Scrap got together when he was like with somebody else or whatever, but he's never given me like just cheater, you know what I'm saying? And so I know that if we had been there in the past, or if that's who he really was, he would still be that person. And like you said, like, you know, I'm not gonna play with him, I ain't gonna play with nobody, and I ain't gonna be the girl that see my husband in vlogs, like in hotel rooms and all those types of things. Like, he would no longer be my husband. So, you know.
Oh, so you're never open for an open marriage?
No, that's not really my style at all.
He said, hey, Bam, let's just do this open real quick.
Yeah, nah, I ain't really with all that. But me and Scrap cool. Like, he don't really have like an obsessive personality. You know, like some men, like they're super, like superficial, and they just like, oh my God, she's so fine, she's so this. And oh my God, he's just cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't never gave me like super thirsty vibes. Like, he's a man, obviously. So if he's not in a relationship, he gonna do whatever he wanna do. But, you know, we've been cool. Like, I ain't really had no situations.
How are you in the relationship? How are you doing with his baby mama? Are you guys cool?
Well, you know, I don't never see her. So at this point, like, Imani's 17 and there hasn't really been a lot of like school functions because, you know, things are just different with school and stuff now. So I don't ever see her.
Oh, okay. So you and her, are you guys cool, or it's just nothing? It's just whatever.
It ain't never really been no smoke with me, like beef style. Like, it's just like been whatever. So yeah, still just, you know, whatever. I ain't got no smoke with nobody.
Okay. So, tell me, about what else you have going on though, that we haven't talked about.
Shit. I mean, all day, every day, Raquel, like I'm literally like either in this store doing something with my kids or I'm recording. So we pretty much covered everything, you know, the home life, the business life, everything. I'm just always moving. Always, always.
Okay. Well, you're welcome to come back to the show anytime you want to talk about something.
Girl, I'm coming back, and I'm especially coming back when I have my hair together.
Oh no, you look fly. Period.
If I'm looking cuter, because I feel like the people are going to be like, oh my God, look at her. Like, she looks.
And look at her. She's looking good, baby. You see them pearly whites, honey. You see the hair cracking with the blonde. You see the chain shining. Yes, we see it all.
Appreciate you. I love you so much. And I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for this new platform you have. Like, you are doing your shit as usual. So
thank you, babe. Appreciate it. So everybody, make sure, what's your name of your single called? So they'll know when to look at it. When does it drop?
It's called Birthday Sis, and we're dropping it in May for all the, I think, what is y'all, Tauruses?
No, May is Gemini, baby.
Is it Gemini?
What, May what? May what?
May 6th.
Oh, yeah, it's Taurus. That's Taurus season.
Okay, yeah. So it's for Taurus season.
Okay.
It's called Birthday Sis. You can pre-order it now, though, pretty much any platform. Just type in the BAM or Birthday Sis or whatever. So go ahead and get them pre-orders cracking.
This will be the birthday anthem, period.
Yes, it will. Absolutely.
So she's taking over everybody's birthday right now. I'll be making sure my birthday is May 24th, Gemini takeover. Oh, okay. I'm bumping nothing but the Birthday Sis.
That part.
All right. Thanks so much, BAM. I appreciate you for coming on.
All right. I'll see you soon.
Yes, definitely. Okay. Bye-bye.